The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 17th. Today's word is labile, spelled L-A-B-I-L-E. Labile is an adjective that means readily or continually undergoing chemical, physical, or biological change or breakdown, unstable. It can also mean more broadly, readily open to change. Here's the word used in a sentence from Forbes.com by Lippy Roy. From the outset, we see Queen Anne, portrayed brilliantly by Olivia Colman, as frail, obese, and emotionally labile. One minute, she's calmly speaking to her confidant, the next she's accosting a boy servant in a hysterically bizarre scene. We are confident that you won't slip up or err in learning today's word, despite its etymology. Labile was borrowed into English from French and can be traced back by way of the Middle French word labile, meaning prone to err, to the Latin verb labi, meaning to slip or fall. Indeed, the first sense of labile in English was prone to slip, err, or lapse, but that usage is now obsolete. Other labi descendants in English include the words collapse, elapse, and prolapse, as well as the word lapse itself. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.